and his brother, son of a witness. Mr. Johnny, please, Mr. David Johnson.
Yes, Mr. Johnny. Please, for me, just, so that please, the whole people, if you have to speak to me. Please state your name and your position.
My name is David John. I'm the president of ASC Trust Corporation.
Okay, Mr. John, just for a little background, can you tell us what is ASC?
ASC is a retirement management corporation based here in Agaton, Guam.
And do you represent a lot of plan fiduciaries?
We probably represent, we represent about 250 to 300 plans in the region. Most of the large corporations, NMI government, we're by far the largest retirement organization in the region.
Well, we discussed earlier this RFP in 2004, ASC bid on that. Can you describe what happened in that RFP?
From which part?
Well, you bid on the, when they put out the bid, the 401k administrative services, you bid on that?
Yeah, we did on the 401a, and we were picked the large, first qualified bidder.
And then, then what happened?
It was a protest by Great West. There was some confusion between the, Carl Smith was the attorney for both Great West and the retirement fund, and so it got conflicted out, and went to the AG's office, and it was just a big mess. And so the discussion went to just put it back out for bid, and one of the other, and Paul had pointed out, one of the other, I forgot all about that, but one of the other issues with it, it only had the 401A, and so the 457 and the other things weren't there. It just made more sense to put it back out for bid, so that was put out for bid. But when the RFP was put out for 2004, bid, price was not a factor, and we finished first.
Okay. So, you bid on that for deemed best qualified, but because of the protest by Great West and other reasons, it was terminated. And so the fund put it back out again in 2006, and you picked up the RFP package then again?
Yes.
And this time, the RFP, unlike the 2004, specify that price was going to be a factor considered in evaluating who was the best qualified offeror, correct?
Yes, and not only in there, it was at 60-40. So if someone picking up the bid package looks at it and an offer is made, the price is going to be worth 40% of the equation. Want to find out?
Okay. Right. Keep your answer sure.
Okay.
So you put in a plan, can you explain what your price proposal was?
Yes, we had a per head fee of $4 a quarter, and then we had asset rep fees equaling up to 20 basis points a year from an annualized basis, and then we reduced it out any 12B1 revenue that would be coming in. So we calculated it to come out to the net would be under $100,000.
Based on fund size and the fund
size and the 12B1 reallowance and so forth.
Okay. You've read the GWRS pricing proposals. Can you explain how you understand those?
Well, there was a couple of them there. The one is similar to ours, and it has a per head fee to start off with, and then it has an administration expense. And traditionally, from what I've read from the audits and so forth, their administration expenses have come in at about $300,000 a year. On top of that, they get free rent, free utilities at the building. Someone who writes that check every month, that's another $3,000 to $5,000 a month. And then $34,000 of straight up fee schedule. That's what I saw it as. And then the second one was,
well, you understood that in that proposal they were going to share the revenue share, the 12B1.
Oh, yeah. And that's common. Now, that's common practice. The 12B1s, they made a lot of sense back in the 80s when IRAs were first formed. It allowed for the mutual fund industry to get up to speed and so forth. But in today's environment with large funds, you take the 12B1s and you bring them back and reduce it. The way they were projecting it on theirs was to just keep caps for the 12B1s. And I think
that's their option two.
Yeah, option two. And, one of the issues with that is that 12B ones, they make it sound like it's, yeah, not down to Great West. The industry makes it sound like it's just like a gift from somewhere. It's a reduction of return. And some funds pay 50 basis points of 12B1, some pay zero. And the problem with just capturing those and not spreading it around is some people are going to pay more for their service than others. One person may have a fund with 50 basis points 12B in it, and they're going to pay half a percent of return that's going to be reduced on their statement. Someone else may pick a fund with zero in it and end up paying zero for all the administration burden. So if you're going to have the 12B1s in play, how we had suggested is all the 12B1 revenue should come into the fund and then be basically put back in to reduce the cost at that end so that it's shared better. Because it's not a mystery dollar, it's a reduction of return.
Okay. Now, when did you first learn that GWR, Great West, was selected as the best qualified offeror?
I believe it was when we were notified that we were next in line to negotiate. Well, I guess it was right after that, there was a letter when they protested. We knew we weren't first, and when we got our letter saying that we were next in line, and a couple of days later we got the notification of Great West had protested. So,
Two together, you could get together. Ranked ahead of you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and when you learned that the fund had commenced negotiations with ASC to provide the services when the protest occurred?
Yeah, it was put on hold.
And at that time, or at the time they asked to commence negotiations with you, they submitted to you the same pricing proposal that they had submitted to Great West, is that correct?
Yeah, it looked good to us. It was a couple of degrees here or there different, but it was pretty much in line with it was pretty much in line with what our pricing schedule was.
So it was structured differently, but as far as bottom line to you, it was about the same.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you would have been prepared to accept that at that point, but for the appeal and the protest.
Yes,
the protest and the appeal.
Yes.
Okay. When did you learn that Great West had submitted? Again, I'm calling them higher price proposals because dollar value from the way we IR method, but their pricing proposal was higher than yours.
Well, it would have it was kind of come out in the information from the appeal, because it was stated in the appeal that they were trying to reduce the price, and Great West was fighting that, reducing the price down, and the price that they were coming down to was basically higher than our pricing schedule. So at that point in time,
so you
part were, of the appeal, I don't know the exact date, but part of the appeal.
So the record in the first appeal, the Great West appeal, basically showed that they were overpriced in right. That, and the other competitors, I guess including yourself, were considered, you assumed lower. Is that the way it worked?
That's what my assumption was. Yes.
So did you? Why didn't you protest then?
Because technical factors were 60% of the equation. I mean, I'm not just going to protest wind price. We may have had a lower price, but that was only equal to 40% of the equation. If we didn't have the right technical scores, we certainly could have lost. I mean, right on up to the end, there was no reason to think that we should protest.
You say right up to the end, what do you mean?
Until we knew it, our technical scores and our pricing scores were directly in comparison to Great West, what's the protest? It's just bitter, and it's just messing the process. I respect the process, and the process needed to move along. And until we could compare apples to apples, there really was nothing to protest.
Okay. So, again, just to summarize what I think you're trying to say, even if you had a lower pricing proposal, which you had every reason to believe, and even if your pricing proposal had been given a higher score, which you presumably believe, you still understood that that may have been outweighed by the technical criteria, correct?
Yeah, certainly.
Now, the fund has suggested that you learned what the pricing proposal is at Great West. And if you heard the testimony earlier today from the agency statement, I think it was brought out that the agency report, which is exhibit 28 or 28, didn't really spell out the details of the option one proposal at all. Is that correct?
Correct. And also, you know, it comes down to there's four pieces that come into the comparison to create the need to protest, and that's what's their technical score compared to our technical score, what's their pricing compared to our pricing.
And the scoring of your pricing.
And scoring the pricing, correct. The scoring of all four of those factors. So just knowing price doesn't mean anything because it's only worth 40% of the equation. We could have won on that end. It's still lost because of the technical aspects.
Now, did you have any, before, when did you first think that there might be something wrong with this? What fact caused you to think there might be something wrong?
It was after the Sunshine Act, the information, and found that Catherine Tyson had raised Great Western 9. We were set to ask for our, when we got the package back, it was missing our data. So we asked for that data and were turned down by the fund. And so we worked to get that out. But at that point in time, when I saw her score was a 9 for pricing, when I knew from the appeal and everything prior to that that they had to be higher than that, I kind of scratched my head. Well, if they're 9, we have to be a 10. So, again, until we found out that we weren't a 10, I couldn't just protest wind. But that would be the point where I kind of stepped back and said, oh, something's maybe wrong here.
And even if you were a 10, you still could have been outweighed on the technical.
Certainly, yeah.
So why didn't you ask for these scoring sheets and other information sooner than
from
September?
Wait, what's that? Well, first of all, I respect the process, and I don't believe you should just go out and protest and get in the way of the process until it's run its course. I'm on numerous boards, and I know how it can be. It's a tough place to be in, and to have someone from the cheap seats just sitting there, overseeing everything you do. I just don't agree with that in principle. So I waited for it to run its course. But based on that, even if I were to get and received my rating sheet earlier, I don't have Great West's rating sheet. And it's my understanding that the only way you're going to get the other bidders' information is when the process is over. Otherwise, the fund can't release that information to us.
When you say the process is over,
contract is signed and moving forward to contract.
But the process is when there's a notice of award?
Yes, that's the terminology, sorry. Yes, notice of award.
And when did you learn that the contract had been awarded to Great West?
In August, and the date. You want me to get the date?
Let's see. We'll look at exhibit number 13.
The date on this is August 21st.
And that's the date that you were told by the fund, by Paul Blass, that the government of Guam had concluded negotiations and awarded the contract effective August 1, 2009 to Great West.
Yes.
So it was at that point that you, based on your understanding of the law, that's when you could ask for this information.
Correct. And at that point, I wasn't looking at protesting. We didn't even hire an attorney at that point in time. We just Sunshine Acted to find out how the process went. We wanted to know where we stood.
And so you went into your protest. If you look at Exhibit 14, which is a letter dated September 3, 2009, it states it's a response to your August 28, 2009. So August 28 is the date that you filed your Freedom of Information Act request?
Correct.
That was a week after you gave the notice of the award?
Yes.
And did they give you all the information? I think you already testified, but just for the record.
We wanted to get our information regarding our analysis sheet so we could see where we were.
So you say you didn't hire lawyers initially after You were turned down by the fund when you asked for this?
Yeah, we got the Sunshine Act, we just thought it was missing, so we contacted and said, could you send us that? And they said no. And then we formally wrote a letter saying, we like this. They said no, and then that's when we came to you.
Okay. And so when did you finally get the information? Look at exhibit
16, 21,
maybe refresh your recollection.
Sorry. Concepts and good at dates, excuse me. So 20, looks like
21.
Is it? Yeah, October 6th.
October 6th, that's when we finally obtained your scoring sheets of your proposal.
Correct, yes.
And that's when you saw that your proposal had been scored, given a lower score by Catherine Teichman, correct?
Yes.
It's also when you could calculate what the effect of that score was on your total combined score.
And that, yeah, and that's the key. It had an effect that put the price, or, you know, put the scoring over the edge on it.
And prior to that time, did you have any reason whatsoever to believe that you had not lost at this big fair and square?
None. I mean, it had to come down to her price. It was very close, but only between us and Great West.
I have no more questions for Mr. John.
Thank you, Mr. John. Earlier you testified about, with regard to the notification of the award, you testified, and quote, we knew we were first, and then we received the letter that we were next in line. Can I just, breaking it down, when you said we knew we were first, what did you mean by that?
I know we were first.
Your attorney, Mr. Blair, asked you with regard to when you were notified about the award of the contract.
I believe you said we knew we were next.
Next, not first.
Well, that was, the testimony was...
We knew we were next on the May 7th, I believe, letter, when we were told that we were going to, please come negotiate with us, you're next in line. But we did not know who was first until Great West protested.
Okay, so now your testimony is that you knew you were next in line.
That was my testimony before, and it's still my testimony, yes.
So when you found out that you were next qualified offer, that would... Would you say that was around May 7, 2007?
Yes.
And by that, is it correct that you understood ASC did not score the highest in terms
overall,
of-
yes.
Is it true you understood the evaluation factors to include both technical and price offers?
Certainly did, 60-40.
And again, ASC did not protest at that time, is that correct?
No reason to. No.
Do you recall receiving the notice of stay of procurement from the retirement fund subsequent to that?
Yes.
And with the date May 11, 2007, sound about right?
Sounds about right. Yes. Okay. Yes, sir.
And that notice of stay of procurement, were you advised that you, again, ASC was not ranked the best offerer, is that correct?
Overall, yes. Technical and price.
And ASC did not file a protest at that time, right?
Again, no reason to believe we should. No.
Going back to the Great West appeal, ASC was identified as an interested party in that appeal, is that right?
Yes.
And was ASC represented by counsel in the Great West appeal?
Yes.
Who was your counsel at that time?
J. Ariola.
Of Ariola Town, Ariola Wilson.
Correct.
Earlier, Mr. Blair stipulated to ASC having been served with a copy of the agency report, which I believe is his Exhibit 28. If you would turn to that, Mr. John.
I'm there.
Does that agency report look familiar to you?
Yes, sir.
At the time, do you recall reading through the agency report?
Yes, certainly.
Were you present at the hearing of the Great West Appeal in 2007?
Yes.
When you initially requested documents from the fund earlier this year, a few months ago, you made it pursuant to the Sunshine Act, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
And your request has not been based on any provision of the procurement?
No, we're Sunshine Act.
I don't have any other questions for Mr. Johnson.
Okay. Any questions?
No further questions.
Okay. How would you like to proceed? Go into closing argument, or would you like to recall any witnesses?
No, I don't have any witnesses to call. And all the questions have been answered.
Okay. Okay, you want a few minutes or just go right into the closing statement?
Maybe to give us a couple of minutes just to collect our thoughts. That would be helpful.
Okay, we'll start with you.